Friends, on this day, I am proud to be able, certainly not Cain, a small ecclesiastical play on words, I am proud to be able to announce the purchase of a new church organ, a twin cam chrome manifold 2.4-liter Thomas organ, as advertised on television by Ms. Liberace. And verily, this is not all, for among other recent purchases are complete air conditioning for church and vestry, a string of polo ponies for the boys' brigade Genghis Khan Village Club, and an Olympic-sized swimming pool to replace the church cemetery. Not to mention the lead in the roof and the stained glass windows, which we were able to recover from Mr. Goldstein's hock shop. All this for a mere 55,000 big ones. Special thanks for this timely and bountiful windfall should go to the ladies' auxiliary origami and engraving classes. And particular praise to Mrs. Gaynor for her beautiful portrait of Henry Lawson. So, dear friends, as we proceed to the Sunday school printing classes for a most profitable working bee, let us spare a thought for poor Mr. Hawkett, who drove through a red light and placed a wet note inside his driver's license. All proceeds from this afternoon's effort to go to the Let's All Pitch In and Get the Vicar's Yacht Out of Lay-By Fund.
The all-new Once Upon a Time Naked Vicar Show, starring in order of fairy tale popularity, the handsome Prince Ralph Higgins, the wicked witch Kev Goldby, and the Kiss Me and I'll Turn Into a Frog, Noeline Brown.
Okay, fellas, stand by. She ready?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Mrs. Sparkle commercial, take one. Wind her up. Cut. She's broken. Wheel on another one.
And now the Reader's Digest Condensed Bible.
Jesus lived and died twice, so watch it.
Thank you.
And this week's Reader's Digest most unforgettable character is...
Gee, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Don't tell me.
Tony Barber.
Who?
And from the Reader's Digest quotable quotes comes, to be or not to be, that is the question. See answer on page 24.
Sharp.
Oh, get out of here.
No, don't.
Look, twerp, I'm fed up with you.
Be not fed up with me, not, Mrs. Jackson. For I am Bruce. Get it off, get it on. Cool, baby.
Aye?
Taut across my kimbies, the faded badge of trendidity strains at the rivets, and the leather patch silently screams my nonconformist individuality. For I am coolness personified.
You've been riding your school bag again.
No, I'm in my out-of-my-sight denim man far outness, I think. There I am, disdainfully faded. The bare floorboards ring and echo to the sound of the Cuban heels on my genuine Texan boots made by the Ethiopian Boot Company in Collingwood. Specialist in hand-tooled vinyl. Easily I swing my taut body round the edge of the snooker table. Suddenly I feel a presence and glance up. There in the mirror is a haunting face, and down the perfect cheek a single gem-like tear leaves a glistening trail of torment.
Who is it?
Me. I got my kimbies tangled in my zipper again.
Now, Bruce...
A quick adjustment, and I'm ready to face the battle of the green bays. In a triangle, the multicolored spheres crouch in the soft light, issuing their silent, serenic challenge. With a mocking sneer, I accept their challenge. I mock you both. Like a snake, my cue strikes, just like on TV. Crack, 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 crack. Crack, 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 crack.
What was that?
It's a duck. He was asleep in the top pocket. The eight ball got him right up the tail feathers. And then, the game is over. I can't play no more.
Why not?
Florence is trying to hatch the ball. Jimmy, did I cry? No, she quacks. It's my son, the eighth ball. But there is no time for teaching the duck the facts of life, for the roaring Bombora beckons me. Here I come, Bombora. Across the waves I scud. Scud, scud, I go. My surfboard trembling beneath my toes. Grimly I grip the mast. Grim, grim, I go. But then, wipe out. A Makaha Banzai pipeline Bombora, I think, crumples me in its tiny and briny grasp. But it's time for a man's drink. Reaching out, I grasp the chill steel can of satisfaction. And just like on TV, glug, glug, I go and pour it all over my chin.
You're supposed to drink it.
Oh, no.
Why not?
It gives you wind. You haven't seen the solo man burp, have you?
No.
There you go. That's truth in advertising.
Truth?
Dinks. Lemon-charged and green power granules with enzymes, Dinks.
I think commercials have bent your brain, Bruce.
Never. I am pure and unsullied. I only watch the ABC.
Don't we all? God knows why.
But social success is mine. I have mastered the Levi blue denim with it Amco set. I am part of the sweatly butch chin-soaking solo set. And now there's only one other height to which I can aspire. I shall be the doyen of the Australian entertainment industry, the star of stars.
You're going to take your clothes off in number 96?
No, bigger than that.
What?
Walk like a chook in a discount house commercial.
Why?
I feel it's my patriotic duty to television.
Oh?
It may be just one small step for a twerp in a chook suit, but in one bold stroke, I've doubled the Australian content.
Congratulations.
Ah.
Oh, I almost forgot.
What?
Piss off.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Leo DeCastro.
In the park, strolling the summer days, all the imaginings in my head and words from my heart, told only to the wind, felt even without being said. I don't want to bore you with my trouble. Your love knocks me off my feet. Something about your love makes me weak, knocks me off my feet, knocks me off my feet. I don't want to the stars on the lover's tree that seen through the eyes of my mind. I reach out for the part of me that lives in you. But I don't want to go. Your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. Something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. Knocks me off my feet. I don't want to burn. I don't wanna go. You will.
Send in the next patient, nurse.
Good morning, doctor.
Morning, Mr.
How do you do?
Mr. How do you do? Aboriginal, eh?
No.
You're a very lucky man. An Aboriginal as white as you would be a very sick man.
I am sick.
Don't try and confuse me, Mr. How do you do? And now, what seems to be the problem?
Well...
Hold on, just a moment.
What's that?
Nothing to concern yourself with. Just a piece of highly sophisticated medical equipment.
Well, it looks like a taximeter.
Quite right, it is. Now, what can I do for you? A cup of tea, aspirin, shot of morphine, a lie down with a nurse?
Oh, no.
All right, a stand up with a nurse. I don't care.
But I don't want to stand up with a nurse.
Well, what do you want? Come.
No, I'm sick.
I'll be the judge of that. Open your mouth. Gotcha. You didn't wait for it, did you?
What?
Simon Says open your mouth.
I don't understand.
Right, stand up. Now, I want you to walk across the room, keeping your back to me.
Like this?
Yes, very good. Walk straight to the window and look out of it. Good, good. Now, what can you see?
The street.
But what's in the street?
I can see a man with a clipboard standing beside a white car.
Yes?
There's some writing on the car.
Can you read it?
It says, Medibank Investigation Unit.
Damn. He's still there. I don't suppose you can read the writing on the clipboard.
No.
Damn. Oh, well, come back. Sit down. Put out your knee.
Oh, why'd you do that?
I'm just testing a new hammer. Did it hurt?
Yes.
Thought it might. It's an axe. Fooled you, didn't I?
Look, I'm sick.
Yes, I know what you've got.
What?
Patella incisus.
What's that?
Latin.
Yeah, but what's it mean?
It means you've got a very bad axe wound on the knee. You need medical attention. Just wrap your hanky around it. Nurse will be with you in a minute.
But I'm...
Yes,
you
of
know.
Course, you're sick. I know what you are. Stand over here, will you? Yes, yes. Oh, dear, no, not good.
Is this going to cost much?
Now, look, you don't worry about money. It's not true what they say about doctor's charges. Besides, Medibank's got lots of money. Now then, just step behind the X-ray machine, turn on, and... Oh, yes, a bad case of... A new Lamborghini. Just turn around. Parked on a new yacht. Just a deep breath. Yes. Moored at Monte Carlo. Cough. Drinking champagne and playing at the low... No, high stake table.
Is it bad, Doctor?
Excuse me, Doctor.
What is it, nurse?
There's a man from Medibank here to see you.
Oh, dear. Well, if you'll just look after Mr. Retirement Fund here, I'd better speak to him.
Very well, Doctor.
Dr. Stearns?
Yes?
We have a complaint from the AMA that you've been grossly undercharging.
Really? I'll soon fix that. Nurse?
Yes, Doctor?
Has Mr. Retirement Fund gone yet?
Yes, Doctor.
Oh. Oh, well. Send in old Mrs. Private Jet, will you?
This is the ABC, and the time is... Mickey's left hand is on the one, and Mickey's right hand is on the... stop that, Mickey. Yes, here it is, gardeners, the show you've been waiting for. Yes, it's time for Getting Rooted.
Hello, gardeners. Here we go on another show. But first, it's time for Cecil's Handy Tips. And with his first tip, here's Cecil. Cecil, give us a tip.
Vanderham.
Hey?
It's my tip for the cup. It's a Cecil Simpson certainty.
What cup?
The Melbourne Cup.
He already won it.
See, I was right.
I was thinking more of a gardening tip, Cess.
Oh, don't plant lettuce in concrete.
Yes, that's a good tip, Cess. Well, gardeners...
I've got another one.
What is it?
Don't put weed killer in your porridge.
Yes, thanks, Cess.
Unless, of course, it's got weeds in it.
Thanks, Cess.
Speaking of weeding...
Yes, Cess?
I recommend Wobbin Hood, a whackling good yarn.
Shut up, Cess.
A bit of sparkling whipper tea there, Cyril.
Good, Cess, good. But now, gardeners, it's time for our regular segment where we look at the history of gardening. Yes, It's time for...
Getting Rooted Hysterically.
It's historically, sis.
Speak for yourself, Cyril.
Anyway, gardeners, did you know that Hannibal himself, a keen gardener...
A green-fingered Hun, to be precise, Cyril.
Thanks, sis. Anyway, it was Hannibal and his elephants who crossed the Alps and brought compost to Rome.
Yeah, tons of it all over Rome.
As we all know, Hannibal's ancient Grow Plus became highly prized and aroused much comment in the Senate. In fact, it was Mark Antony who took some as a gift and laid it at the feet of a surprised Cleopatra.
Incidentally, Cyril, did you know that Cleopatra, who was herself a keen gardener, had a pet snake called Idistra?
Really?
Yes, hence the name Aspidistra. It's a joke, Cyril.
Yes, good, sis. Well, anyway, it's time to go, sis. So, gardeners, we'll leave you with this old gardening adage. If complaints you get about your tree from a certain member of your wife's family, solving the problem is not a chore.
Just ring back your mother-in-law.
Bye-bye, gardeners.
Now, a big welcome for Renee Geyer.
Take a five on, because I know
we have to watch this?
Yes. Improve your mind.
Rather watch number 96.
No.
If this is Dawn Lake, where's Bobby Lim?
It's Swan Lake.
Funny how they got different names.
Who?
Swan Lake and Bobby Lim. I mean, they're married, aren't they?
Look, it's Swan Lake from the Bolshoi Ballet by Tchaikovsky.
Sounds like a racehorse. Look out, there's Bobby now. Good Lord, look at him. He's got Dawn's pantyhose on. Where's your saxophone, Bobby? Oh, there it is. Funny place to put a saxophone. No wonder he walks funny.
It's not Bobby Lim, it's Rudolf Nureyev, and he hasn't got a saxophone, it's a bow and arrow.
What's he going to do with that?
Shoot the girl.
What does she do?
Nothing. She's a swan.
Why?
Because it's culture.
Ah. 96 is on.
Quiet and watch the ballet.
They take their clothes off in 96. Did they take their clothes off in this?
No.
Well, why are we watching it? Why is he skipping? I don't know any blokes that skip. Except Warren at work. Should have seen him yesterday. I dropped a funnel whip down his King G's. Laugh. Skipped all over the place. Of course, the real funny bit was when he discovered I'd araldited all his press studs together. Laugh!
Will you be quiet, Laurie?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look at the way she moves. Isn't she beautiful? So elegant, graceful.
She's a bit light on for Norks.
Laurie?
The puffs in 96 have got bigger Norks than that. Which reminds me. I wonder how Flo Patterson's getting on with that hunchback Peruvian peeping Tom.
Laurie!
Clever the way he pole vaults up to the third story window for a quick butcher's at Flo's knickers. Mind you, why anyone would go to that trouble for Flo Patterson's knickers beats me. Has he shot her yet?
No.
How about a cup of tea?
All right, I'll get it.
G'day, Dad.
G'day, Brian.
It's 96?
Nah.
Oh, of course, they've got their clothes on.
It's a dance show, Swan Lake.
Where's Bobby?
He's not in it.
Have they separated again?
No. Some Russian bloke called Rudolf Bolshoi.
Our Dawn's run off with a Russian?
No.
What's it about?
Well, according to your mum, see the puff skipping around with a little gold bow and arrow?
Yeah?
Well, he's going to shoot the Sheila who thinks she's a duck.
Ah. Why?
He's a bloody duck hunter, of course.
Ah. She's a bit light on for Norks.
Yeah, they're all like that. Very fit. It's all that running around to music.
96 is on, you know.
Yeah, I know. But your mum reckons we got to watch this because it's culture.
Ah.
Tea's up. Oh, hello, Brian. Home already.
Hello, Mum.
Good day at the hospital?
No, much the same. Had an interesting case this morning, though.
Really?
Yeah, they rushed a bloke in from the newspaper. It seems the theatre critic dropped a funnel web down his overalls.
Well, I've seen enough to review this. Let's turn over to 96 and see if Arnold Feather's married the pig yet.
That was the Naked Figure Show, starring the Cross Your Heart to Lift and Separate Ross Higgins, the Fun Control Doreen Brown, and the Stays Comfortable
it's a girl, Double J Van, was under the direction of the No Midriff Balls, Michael Pajani. Noise is another dollar bet from made by Bruce Freely all day, John McDonald, Ron Winman, and Steve Collins. This show is recorded by the one fired up Mike Vaughn, Rupert Maslin, and Dennis Fox. The production was coordinated by the high and regular waiting stars, Judy Murphy, written and produced by the No Wires and Sleepers, Gary Ratty, Tony Sadler. Additional material by the Forget You've Got It On, Doug Edwards. Julianne Ford burned her foundation garments to become executive producer. The Naked Vicar Show is an RSABC production available in skin tone, black or white.
Earlier on, we mentioned that Dawn Lake was pretending to be a duck in some sort of dance show. This was obviously wrong. It wasn't Dawn Lake at all. It was Margaret Whitlam in a chook suit. No, it wasn't. It was Tammy Fraser in a wombat suit. No, it wasn't. It was actually True Blue, ABC Dinks, Malcolm Fraser in a Prime Minister's suit, which is ridiculous. Sorry, Sir John, but it is.
That piece of rampant ABC left-wing bias was sent in by Master G. Whitlam, aged a lot recently.
If you've got a piece of left-wing bias you'd like broadcast, send it to this address.
Sir Henry's Wheel, ABC. Good night.